everyone. Thank you very much for coming. As you know, the meditation is one of the best tools to bring yourself back home, back to the truth, your nature, your perfection, love and peace. And another great way to go back home is being together. So there is an ultimate power of together. So and today, we do meditate together. So I hope you receive this amazing power as much as possible. Okay, let's begin. Straighten your spine. Neck long, shoulders are relaxed, elbows are relaxed, hands are on your lap. Close your physical eyes softly, gently, and let's open up our inner eye by imagining long straight line is coming down from above your head. The line reaches the top and slowly coming down through the center of your head, neck, and spine, reaches the base. And the line is still going down and down and down into the ground. And finally, reaches the very center of our planet. So by observing this long straight line penetrating you, your inner eye is wide open to all directions. So you start sensing the space around you. Continue to observe this long straight line. Through this line, the baggage in your mind dropping off one by one. Your chakras are settled. And your consciousness starts traveling around you, in and out of your body, freely. You sense something in front of you, back, side to side, above and beneath. This is a very simple step, but you already entered a very different state of mind. Because you are not a prisoner of your body anymore, you are at least bigger. The space around you is your energy, full of your vibration, your thought, emotion, your hope, dream, everything. Intelligence, skills, experience, everything. Please stay here and bring your consciousness onto your breathing. A tiny amount of air coming in and out through your nostrils or mouth. So sometimes we notice that so many mind chatters seduce us whenever we try to observe our breathing, because it's so boring. No, it's not so boring. It's because our ego is scared that we reach our truth. So we are afraid. Mind chatters are symbols of our fear. So don't worry, don't fight against them. Continue to observe breathing. Now let's focus on exhalation. So slowly, steadily, exhale, and when you finish exhalation, exhale one more time. And inhale a little bit and exhale again. Slowly, steadily, exhale, and you finish exhalation, exhale more. Then inhale a little bit and start exhalation again. Exhale, and you judge that you finish exhalation. No, you don't. You can exhale more. And come back to normal breathing and relax. We always judge and make a limitation in the middle of the way. We give and give and give, and we say, that's it. I can't give anything anymore. I don't have anything anymore. Yes, you do. We judge in the middle of the way, so we can do more. We can give more. We have more. You have more, much more. Okay, now. Let's focus on inhalation. Start inhalation. Inhale. And you finish inhalation. Inhale more. Exhale a little bit and inhale again. Slowly, steadily inhale, and then you say, I can't inhale anymore. Yes, you can. Inhale a little bit more. Don't push too much, but challenge yourself. And exhale a little bit, and one more time. Inhale, inhale, inhale. Challenge yourself. We sometimes or often challenge ourselves in order to know that limitation is just illusion, not there. And come back to normal breathing again. When we receive something, we receive more, and then we stop ourselves to receive. I can't receive anymore. I don't deserve it. I can't keep it. I can't preserve it. I can't take care of it. I can't deal with it. So we stop to receive. We close the door, but you can receive more. You can receive more. You can inhale more, and you can exhale more. Now it's a time to stop breathing. Instead of breathing by yourself, receive the breathing of God. So imagine God is in front of you, and God exhales, and his breath is coming to you directly and entering your space, body, cells. His exhalation is your inhalation. And now God inhales, his breath is coming out through your nostrils or mouth gently. Can you follow this? And God exhales, his breath is coming, his love and peace is coming to you. Hold and feel. It rejuvenates you, heal you, console you, encourage you, refresh you. And God inhales, his breath is coming out with your appreciation and gratitude. God exhales, his peace, security, safety, abundance coming to you. Hold and feel, receive. And God inhales, his breath is out with your appreciation and gratitude. God exhales. Prana, life force, eternity coming to you. And you your appreciation and gratitude is sending to God. So continue to receive God's breathing, God's breath. Here, you are part of universal breathing. You are part of God's breath. You are part of love. You are perfectly taken care of. This is your home. Welcome back. So when you receive God's breath, you don't need to think if you deserve it. You don't need to think how to preserve it. It's not competitive. And continue forever. So here is your home, meaning your life is part of this love, part of God's mind, part of peace. You don't live in this world. Who are around you? Strangers and so many issues? This and that? No, not at all. You are surrounded by love. That's it. So two different way of life. One is just based on the belief that you live in this world. You live in this cruel, unfair, competitive, violent world. Or you know that you are part of peace and love here. So please memorize the sight around you right now. This is your reality. You even don't need to breathe by yourself because you are part of breathing. You don't need to judge if your love is enough or not. You don't need to try to love because you are part of love anyway. So here, at home, relax. You might be back to all normal breathing, but stay here, stay at home. And continue to observe the breathing, universal breathing. Maybe here, let's resonate some sound with breathing. When you inhale, you resonate the sound. So and with exhalation. So continue this sound in your mind for a while. So is that, so is he, so is love, so is peace. Harm is I am that, I am he, I am love, I am peace, I am the light of the world. The light of the world. So harm. So this sound is always with you. Always whispering to you. Observe and enjoy the effect of this sound. While you enjoy this sound, listen to this. Let me recite some part from A Course in Miracles. When you meet anyone, remember it's a holy encounter. As you see him, you will see yourself. As you treat him, you will treat yourself. As you think of him, you will think of yourself. Never forget this, for in him, you will find yourself or lose yourself. Whenever two sons of God meet, they are given another chance at salvation. Do not leave anyone without giving salvation to him and receiving it yourself. Your goal is to know yourself. There is nothing else to seek. Everyone is looking for himself. and for the power and glory he thinks he has lost. Whenever you are with anyone, you have another opportunity to find them. Your power and glory are in him, because they are yours. The ego tries to find them in yourself alone, because it does not know where to look. The Holy Spirit teaches you that if you look only at yourself, you cannot find yourself. Because that is not what you are. Whenever you are with a brother, you are learning what you are, because you are teaching what you are. He will respond either with pain or with joy, depending on which teacher you are following. He will be imprisoned or released according to your decision, and so will you. Never forget your responsibility to him, because it's your responsibility to yourself. Do not leave anyone without giving salvation to him and receiving it yourself. Let me recite the same thing in Japanese. Dare ni au toki demo, sore ga shinsei na deai da toyukoto o wasure naide kudasai. Anata wa sono hito o miru tori ni jibun jishin o mimasu. Anata wa その人を扱う通りに自分自身を扱います。あなたはその人について考える通りに自分自身について考えます。このことを決して忘れないでください。あなたはその人との出会いによって自分自身を見失うことにもなるし、自分を見出すことにもなるのです。二人の神の子が出会うときはいつでも二人ともに救いの機会が与えられています。救いを相手に与え、自分も受け取ることをしないでその人のもとを立ち去ってはなりません。あなたのゴールは汝自身を知るということです。それ以外にあなたが求めるべきものなどありません。誰もが自分自身を探しています。誰もが自分が失ったと思い込んでいる力と栄光を探しています。誰かと一緒にいるとき、あなたはそれを見つける絶好の機会を手にしているのです。あなたの力と栄光はその人の中にあります。それらはあなたのものだからです。エゴは見つけたいものをどこに探せばよいのかわからないので、それを自分の中だけに見つけようとします。ホーリースピリットはあなたが自分を見つめているだけでは、自分自身を見出すのは不可能だということを教えてくれます。 自分を見つめて見える自分は本当のあなたではないのです。あなたは兄弟たちと共にいるとき、常に自分は何であるかを教えています。つまりあなたはそのとき自分が何であるかを学んでいるのです。あなたがホーリースピリットかエゴかどちらの教師に従っているかによって、兄弟たちは苦痛か喜びかどちらかで答えます。あなたの選択次第でその人は閉じ込められるか解放されるかどちらかになるのです。あなた自身も同様です。その人に対するあなたの責任を忘れないでください。それがあなた自身に対するあなたの責任だからです。Remember, you are in universal breathing. You are in love. You are part of love. Nothing else is around you. Whatever you perceive around you,They are love. Even when you are with ego's thought and upset, being anxious, worry,Judge, accuse. This gentle, perfect soul hum is always with you. You never being alone. Sound soul hum.I am you. Even when you believe you are the black sheep, the light is whispering to you, I am you. Stay this reality. This world is behind. This world always should be behind. You are here. You are here. That's why you can be the light of this world.You know you are not in this world. That's why you can be the light of the world. So by staying here, let this ear behind.You believe there were a lot of glories in this year, lot of great success in this year, or failure, bankrupt, broken mind, and so on. They are all same. They are the past. They are gone.So instead of examining each of them, and try to judge this year, just simply, gently step out. Just say thank you and come back home. So here, this universe, in this God breathing, you can see some people in your life. They are around you, and see each of them is a part of breathing, part of love. They also don't leave the world, this world. We can't say this world anymore here. We can say that world. They don't live in that world. I don't live in that world. We are here together. We are here together. This is called sonship. Now let's go back to our God's breathing again. God exhales and His light is coming to you, entering from everywhere, and your body, your cells, your space, your mind, everywhere is full of light. And God inhales, His breath is coming out with your appreciation and gratitude, and voila, light is stay here. God exhales again, another mass of light is coming to you. Don't say, I can't receive anymore. You can receive. It's yours. You can receive. More light, more light, more light. And God inhales, give him back your gratitude. Your light is increasing, the light around you increasing, everything is increasing. One more time. God inhales. Oh, I'm sorry, God exhales. His light is coming everywhere. Yes, you can receive. Receive, receive, receive. And God inhales your gratitude, appreciation, reaching Him. Observe this sensation with this light. So please memorize this light. Please memorize your home. Please memorize your reality here. Let me tell you one more time. You are not surrounded by the world, surrounded by this and that, not surrounded by strangers, that person, this person, this country, that country, this religion, that religion, and so on. We are in love. We are in the light. We are in God's mind, and we are brothers and sisters at home. Such a lovely, gentle soul hum is with you. So in the end of this meditation at home, please do your own prayer. Prayer to Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping us to make a decision to be at home, to be truth. Together, we know this decision changes everything, changes our sight, wherever we go, we see something different from the past. We see only love and glory, peace and abundance. Thank you for being with us and helping us. And we are always with you, Holy Spirit. Now slowly remember the long straight line is penetrating you, and you bring back the physical sensation. Then gently put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you. Make a new year different by making it all the same. And let all your relationships to be made holy for yourself. So this is my will, and I believe your will. This is our will, and let's keep this will together all the year round, 2019. Thank you. Happy New Year. Thank you. Thank you. Namaste. Thank you.
We will, of course, be closed tomorrow in terms of the new year, and then our weekly meditations and Course in Miracles events will resume on January 2nd. On January 19th, we'll be screening a documentary about Edgar Cayce called The Readings. Already a first screening is sold out, and we're adding a second one. There's information on Facebook about that.
And Japanese and English subtitles.
And on the third Thursday of the month, is our monthly healing circle and Sufi dance practice, the prayer and meditation. And we have a beautiful spiritual community with live music. And we invite you to join in.
And Sako's concert.
And Sako Yasumahu, where are you, Sako? Sako will be having an album release party and New Year celebration on the last Sunday in January at 2 p.m. With her friends. It's a really beautiful music and kind of performance art with the spoken word and poetry, and just really joyful. So please join us for that as well. Thank you, and a happy new year.
Thank you.